So I've worn many hats over my journey as an artist, actor, director, dancer, choreographer, artistic director, arts educator, and drag queen. I started doing drag in the 90s in New York. I'm a native New Yorker. Woo, yay! And it was kind of by accident. I was hired by a modern dance company, and the piece I was hired to do incorporated drag. The piece was exploring gender and gender roles, and I was kind of thrown into the world of drag because part of my track in that piece was being in drag. And it's where I met my drag mother, Aphrodite. Yes, an amazing black queen in New York City who took very good care of me, and we're still friends to this day. Drag became something really special for me because it was a way to continue to explore myself as a performer, plus as a queer person in the world, just really finding a way in to express myself. I was very lucky. I got a job at Lucky Chang's. Oh, Lucky Chang's people. Yes, thank you. Lucky Chang's, for those of you that don't know, was this amazing Chinese restaurant that had drag performers. And I had my own show on Sunday and Monday nights called Queen for a Day, where I would do some numbers and some audience participation. It was really, really fun, and I was there for several years. And, you know, back in that day, this was way before this phenomenon we know as RuPaul's Drag Race, where today, you know, all the queens want to get on that program. But in my day, you knew you made it if you booked a gig in Provincetown. It seems like most of you know Provincetown, but for those of you that don't, Provincetown is this renowned gay, queer, lesbian, all the letters resorts at the very end of the tip of the Cape, Massachusetts. And I was very lucky. I booked a season-long gig in Provincetown at the Alibi, which was this little dive bar, but it was right in the center of Commercial Street, so right in the heart of Provincetown. And in Provincetown, the artists, particularly the drag entertainers, and there was lots of competition, right, to get folks into your show, you had to do this thing called barking, where you got in drag really early, and you got your postcards, and you stood out in front of your venue, and you gave out postcards to try and get people to come to your show that night. And one of the coolest things about it was I got to meet lots of incredible people. Even if they didn't come to the shows, I got to meet really cool people. And, you know, John Waters has a summer house there. And every night, like clockwork, he would drive by on his bicycle while I was barking. He never came to see the show, but every night he would say, "Oh, by the way, my drag name is Sunrise with a Z, like Liza." And he would drive by and say, "Hello, Sunrise. Have a great show and keep going." So this one night, I'm standing out there barking and handing out postcards, and I notice across the street a woman and a little girl, which I found out soon was her daughter. And Sunrise is always a redhead. And in the early days, I had this signature mop of curls. Think Little Orphan Annie on acid, right? This huge mop of curls. And I noticed this little girl had almost the same hair as me. So I knew they were talking about me because they were pointing and talking and pointing and talking. And finally, they crossed the street and came over. And the mom said to me, "My little girl, my daughter wants to meet you. She's been talking about the pretty princess across the street." So I got down and I said, "We have the same hair." And she said, "Well, you're very pretty." And I said, "Well, you're very pretty too." And she just lit up and smiled, and we had this great conversation. And they went off their way, and I finished barking, did my show that night. So the next night, I'm out there barking again, and all of a sudden, the mom comes back, and she's by herself, and she throws her arms around me. She gives me this huge hug, and she bursts into tears. And she said, "I just wanted to thank you so much. My little girl gets bullied all the time at school because of her hair. And she came home last night, and she said, 'Mommy, the pretty princess said I was pretty too. Now maybe people will leave me alone at school.'" And I thought it was just really important to share this story with you tonight, particularly what's going on in our country and in the world. And I hope you all agree a drag queen can change the life of a little girl. Thank you.